We know that this amazing congregation has brought joy to so many of you. Who wants to come up and tell us how? Come to the pulpit and give us a little testimonial. If you're attending virtually, please let Pete know in the chat, and he'll let me or someone up here know, and we will get you on the screens. And please know that we are recording all the testimonies, and they will be posted on our website as recordings, along with the other worship archives. So who wants to come first?
I'm right here also.
All right. All right.
Some of the joy I see is from this congregation, but as a reflection of wider society. There's a lot that is not joyful. There's a lot to be discouraged about and a lot that's bad and getting worse. But I see an optimism. We skew older here, but there are younger, and we know younger people, and I see younger people in the outside world. They are optimistic. They see the future. And that gives me joy.
This joy I have, the world did give to me. This joy I have, the world did give to me. This joy I have, the world did give to me. The world did give it, the world can't take it away.
Don't all jump up at once.
Hi, I'm Ingrid. I use she, her, or whatever somebody wants to call me, because it doesn't matter. I'm me. We must have joy. We must have the possibility of joy. We must have the willingness to look for joy, because without joy, why are we here? My joys come from my friends and my family and my chosen family, near and far. My joys come from nature around me, from the animals that live in my house with me, from the plants that grow in my garden, even the weeds. They're joyful. We must have joy.
This joy that I have, world didn't give to me. This joy.
Yeah, and that's actually what I wanted to talk about. I made my first use of JRUUC's Caring Tree this year when I broke my ankle. And it was really lovely to still get to connect with members of this community, even though I was stuck at home for a really long time. I think I had this like sort of fear of like maybe being forgotten if I wasn't like actively doing, you know, all of the things to, you know, help make worship and justice happen. So, you know, I feel like this year I sort of like, it was like a slower year for me. But I think that I really appreciate like the folks that I got to connect with and tried to, you know, pay it forward a little bit, because there's been, you know, other injuries in this community since mine. But yeah, it was also nice once I started going out to like have a place to go that I knew would like try to make it work for like wherever I was at that time. So just appreciation to all of the folks who are part of that caring work.
Just a couple things to share about where I find joy. Mostly I find it when I go inside to my center and I just hang out with love, with spirit, whatever you want to call it. It's in there, it's in all of us. So, and, you know, outer stuff sort of increases that joy at times or will spark it. From here, from Reeb, it's friends and singing especially, and and just knowing, you know, I belong and people belong. I just wanted to share one incident that happened to me, and it's again an example of joy or incredible kindness that was given to me in the outside world that increased my, it expanded my heart. I was traveling in Iowa on a freeway going 65 miles an hour recently and my tire blew out. I'm obviously safe, but I mean it was 80 degrees, the sun was beating down, I'm on the side of a road. I don't know, you know, where the nearest gas station is. It's at least 5 miles behind me or 5 miles ahead. I'm just standing there in the sun and going, whoo, what do I do now? Do I try and make it 5 miles back on a flat tire? And this angel appeared. I could never have, I didn't believe it. This man pulled up in an SUV behind me. He was Mexican-American. He just came up to me in the kindest way and said, can I help you? He was an angel. He put my spare tire on with the crappy jack, you know, and it took so much effort, and the sun's beating down. And anyway, I really profusely thanked him, and what a sweetheart. And I gave him some money I had, but he said, well, I'm going on to this town or whatever. He knew I was going to Dubuque. So you just get on the road, I'll follow you to see that you're okay until I turn off at the next town. That was joy.
When I come to a Sunday service, I feel really down and sad. Life happens, you know. But almost inevitably, something that happens in that service, expected or unexpected, lifts me up and I walk out in a better state of mind than when I came in. I might find that joy in the words that are spoken or read, in the wonderful music offered by our choir and other musicians. Or sometimes I'm just inspired by hearing Jennifer's amazing offerings of special music. In fact, a couple months ago, I wrote an entire reflection for Pride Sunday based on inspiration from hearing a piano piece by Jennifer. And sometimes it's purely the presence of this beautiful group of people that gives me joy. So that's why I choose to serve this congregation as a worship associate. I want to help hold this worship space for others to experience that inspiration and joy too. Or whatever else you might need to experience when you come here on a Sunday morning. I want to give back some of what's been given to me. And that is a joy in and of itself.
Morning. I'm Virginia, she, her pronouns. I actually don't even know what I want to say, but I just wanted to tell you all that I do feel everything that people said already today. I can relate to every single thing that people shared in terms of whether it's a caring tree, whether it's giving back through service as a worship associate, joy through our music, the joy of just being together, coming to a Sunday service and just not feeling it, but leaving feeling so much better. That is all stuff that I can relate to as well. I was just telling someone this morning, I've been a member for about 20 years, which is just astounding to me that it's been about 20 years. And one of my joys over the years has been working with our children and youth and seeing them, witnessing their unfolding, as we like to say, and seeing them come back when they do, and really just reveling in the feeling of sort of extended family or third space or community energy, whatever you want to call it. But I just come back and back and back again, and I love that our community has grown and changed and morphed over the years with folks coming back, whatever it is. And there's no matter what the mix of people is here over all these 20 years, it's that same feeling of welcome, of togetherness, and of connection. Thank you.
Hi there, my name is Steve. I'm flexible on the pronouns. Not as flexible as I was when I was 23, but who is? And that's where I get my joy, is hearing that. For 50 years, I've been a comedian. So, you know, this is, I love doing this, but one of the great joys is finding that there are other people around who understand the absurdity. This is when I knew my marriage was gonna work. I had hurt my back, and this is about 20 years ago. I had just turned 50. And I had hurt my back, and Ingrid said, oh, you know, you should go to my chiropractor. I'd never been to a chiropractor before. But okay, I'll try anything once because it hurts like devil, and you know, if this is going to work. Well, the chiropractor had never seen me before, so he wanted to x-ray my back. And we're sitting there, we're looking at the x-ray, and I found out something I didn't know. I got to my 50th year and didn't realize that I have a slight spinal curvature. And it's weird, it's lateral. It's ever so slightly to my left side. I'm sitting there looking at this and thinking, okay, that explains a lot, like the weird way I wear out shoes, you know, stuff like that. But we're looking at this, and the chiropractor is kind of explaining each vertebrae and what's going on and what he intends to do. And I'm only half listening because I'm looking at this curve. And Ingrid's looking at the curve. She finally turns to me, and with a big grin, she says, okay, now I have medical proof. You really are warped.
I just want to say that a lot of joy comes to me here through community, through the feeling of community. And then I also have some other communities in my life that give me joy, like the Jones Circle and a dance community, yoga. So community.
It's joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. It's joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. It's joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away.
Hi, I'm Sarah, she, her, hers. What brings me joy is singing, and I love singing with the choir. I haven't been able to come in a couple weeks because of work and going out of town for a memorial remembrance for a former professor. But anyway, it always brings me joy to come back and sing with folks, and throughout various points in my life, the choir has been my homecoming. So I'm also grateful that I met some amazing people here who I've gotten to sing with over the years, John Style, and he and I sang together with our friend Mary, who showed up halfway through the service. She's here from North Carolina. So we were in a group together. Also Everett, and Everett's mom is here, Marty and Molly. So I'm grateful that I've met these amazing people through Reeb who I've gotten to make music with, and that's been a real joy and a real blessing in my life. So.
Hello, my name is Richard, and any pronouns okay? First thing I really want to say is that just what brings me joy is the openness that Unitarian theology in general, but us, have about anybody's point of view, that at least will accept it. And you know, if you don't agree with it, you know, that's okay, but you know, you can listen and maybe learn something, but it's the openness. And as I go through my journeys here, I was thinking about what Virginia said. I guess it's been almost 20 years now for me, is just seeing people's express their love in their own ways and the way they're interested in things and their commitment to things that I might not be committed to or aren't committed to, but just enjoying watching them and knowing I'm supporting them. But my own joy is going inside, because inside of us is spirit, God, love, the Holy Spirit. And we don't look there, so we don't know what's there. We've been trained to look outward. We think everything's out there, connections. We are all one. We don't know this yet. We've forgotten, but we can learn. We're open to it. That's my point of view. And the thing about joy is it's the true nature of us is joy. It's our stories, our negativity, our choices that have brought on this negativity. We are inside joy if we open to it. And like attracts like, so you choose joy, you create joy.
Hi, I'm Liz. I just want to say that when what I get from Reeb and things that make me happy in my life are, you know, when I walk through the door here, I don't have to pretend. How many of us pretend in our life sometimes? Not all the time, but sometimes. And what's so cool about this community is you don't have to pretend. You can believe in God. You can not believe in God. You can be a Buddhist. You can worship your plant. And, you know, you can drink decaf coffee. Right, Virginia? You can like rock and roll or you can hate it. It just doesn't matter here. And that's what's so cool to me about this community is there's so many unique individuals and we all allow each other to be that because that's the beauty of it. And in no other community that I've walked into, and I've walked into a lot, have I found that. And all the other things that everybody said, the singing and the people and all of that, but mostly, I don't have to pretend.
This joy that I have, world didn't give to me. This joy that I have, world didn't give to me. This joy that I have, world didn't give to me. World didn't give it.
Everything's come together. I'm laughing at myself. I can't avoid the microphone. It's open. They can listen to me. Oh, God. The best thing about this community for me, the place I find joy in it, is it gives me a place to practice a lot of things. It gives me a place to practice kindness and vulnerability and share my creativity in different ways. And I do that a lot in like the Reeb Raves things. Like I offer poems and photos and tarot readings. And you know, there's just so many different ways. It's like we need a safe place in the world to discover our talents and to share our joy and evolve. And this is one of those places where we can do that along with all the music. I mean, it was like so exciting for me to share music here, and a little song I wrote even ended up in this winter solstice celebration. It was so much joy to hear people singing it out loud. So thank you.
Give it.
Y'all are the best. You really are. Thank you. Thanks to all of you for the music, for the testimonies, for the sharing, and just for being here and being you. Thank you.